The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning, this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 27th of September, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. If it's a Friday, that means it's a sports Friday. I've got Chester Robards in studio today. This gentleman told me, you say you's a Chicchani catcher, Erin. Are you coming to the Chicchani Challenge obstacle course run? City run to try and City catch run. The Chicchani. Mm-hmm. I tell him, if I catch any of my Chicchani, not on the job, but tomorrow going to be a morning. Good morning, Mr. Robards.
Good morning.
How you do?
I ready.
You ready?
I'm getting ready. I'm not ready.
I could be honest with you. I was ready all the way up until last night.
Boy.
I pop a rib.
I don't even understand what that is, but...
What do you mean you don't understand what that is?
It popped out?
I mean, like, it's trying to go on vacation.
Oh.
Yeah, it's slipping out.
You're floating in space.
Yeah, it's slipping out. You should ask me what I was doing.
What were you doing?
Sleeping. I was sleeping. I mean...
Oh, try a sneak out.
Yeah, for real. I was sleeping. You know, like, the teenagers try to sneak out the house in the middle of the night.
That's what Rob was doing.
That's what happened. I just let you know now.
I understand. So when you just come tomorrow, eating some canap and thing.
How you know? Yeah. In fact, thank you very much. Let me say good morning to everybody at Island Wholesale.
There you go.
Including the person who owned the canap tree. And the person who give me the ganaps from the ganap tree. They could be two separate people. I don't know.
Yeah.
But everybody getting their thank you this morning.
Well, there you go.
They heard me talking about that raccoon.
your number one guardian.
My number one security guard.
Yeah.
Some people have Ring camera.
Right.
I have a raccoon.
You got a raccoon.
Yeah. If I hear the raccoon ringing.
That's a good name for a system.
Raccoon.
Write that down. Yeah.
Tiffin, just like the raccoon, Tiffin.
Ah, the raccoon.
Good morning. So we're here today. This is your final word on the Chicchani Challenge starting tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. sharp.
That's right. 6 a.m. we getting started. That doesn't mean we run in at 6 a.m., but the registration table opens then. People are picking up their bibs. First group gets out at 6:20.
Okay.
We got to run in waves.
Okay, why?
Just so we don't crowd up obstacles.
Okay,
You know,
good stuff.
If we send out, 100 people can't do, the obstacles all at once.
Right.
So we break it down, get them out in groups, and it's much more fun that way.
All right, and it's timed, right? So we're not all racing from one start.
Right. No. Yeah. Point. Everybody, every wave is its own start time. Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff.
Yeah. So when you finish, that's your time.
All right. Let's go through the route.
Yeah. So we start in the Crypto Isle, which is the old Luciano's building. East Bay Street. And we heading east along East Bay Street, not in the road.
On the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk. We're going straight down. If you know where the Kalina building is, that's where our turnaround point is.
So we're going past both bridges.
Both bridges, yeah.
Yeah.
Past both bridges. And we head into Kalina. And
is that opposite Poop Deck East?
Kalina?
Yeah.
Kalina is a little farther than that.
Okay, so we're going to go past Poop Deckies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Kalina's a little bit farther than that.
All right.
It's by Brown's...
Boat Basin.
Boat Basin A. I think that's what it's called.
Okay. Yeah. But there'll be markers in the road.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We don't want you to get lost now. Because, Chicchani's in the bush.
So. I mean, there's a liquor store right there. That's an obstacle for me.
we can pass that one.
Okay,
yeah,
good
we can
stuff.
Pass that one. So there is a turnaround point there, and then we head back west.
Okay, on East Bay.
On East Bay, we're gonna end up on Shirley Street.
Okay.
So we're going up the, through the corner that's by the National Performing Arts Center.
Williams Court.
Yeah. And then we're going back down, so north on what's it called? There by the bridge.
Ogre Hill? Or Church and B?
Yeah, that was...
St. Matthews?
Wherever Mackey Street is, the little bit right after the bridge. Is that still Mackey Street? I got another name, right?
Okay, hold on. We still heading east.
Yeah.
We're on Shirley Street.
We're on Shirley Street.
Okay, where's Shirley Street Plaza? We passing Shirley Street Plaza?
Yeah, by the light there, you go right, so...
Okay, we're going down Mackey... So
that's piece of Mackey,
to
right?
the bridge, right?
Yeah, yeah, toward back
so
toward the bridge.
So between Shirley Street and the bridge, we're heading south from Shirley.
No, we're heading south, north from Shirley, and then we get back on East Bay and head west again.
Okay, good stuff.
And some more stuff. So it's kind of a straight route, except for that turn up to Shirley.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then back down.
And back and we come back around to Crypto Isle.
Are there obstacles in that space?
And there's obstacles all along that whole
stretch.
Line.
Stretch. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So they're nice and spread out.
Where the mud?
The muck?
Yeah.
It's right there. Right there.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, you can find it.
All right, so an element of surprise, that's a part of the
It kind of is.
Challenge.
So, yeah. I've done 7 of these obstacle course runs in the States, and it's always kind of cool to not know what's coming up next.
Yeah.
You know, so when you get there, you're like, oh, it's that.
Yeah.
You know? That's kind of what I like. And I'm sure other people like it.
Right.
But it's a challenge. So.
And that's the perspective of, well... When you're watching people compete on television, you, the spectator, get to see the challenges that come ahead.
Right.
But then you watch them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Find out and
right.
be surprised at what's next.
Yeah, yeah. And watch their faces.
Yeah.
That's the priceless part.
Like mom was the first one with the belt when you came home from school. But you didn't know Grammy was waiting around the corner.
Lord.
Yeah. You know all them in the house.
Yeah.
You just didn't know when they's gonna catch you.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so registration opens at 6. First wave goes out at 6:20.
Yeah.
Estimate how long the fastest pace has been set so far.
So throughout our 9 years,
we've
had people do about 25 minutes.
Wow.
And then go back around for some reason.
They wait for government aid. Government people know how to get over obstacles.
They know how to get over or around them.
Yep.
But no, it's been quick.
All right.
Yes, people have been quick. And then I don't think most people have gone past an hour on the course.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Even the walkers.
I could do an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I may give up after that, but I could try.
Yeah, they take their time. They enjoy the obstacles, you know. They talk with their friends. And then when they get to the obstacles, they say, whoa, we doing this?
Well, let's get at it.
Yeah.
Okay. Prizes.
Yeah. We have some top prizes for some of the quickest people. And so we have some good partners from Sandals.
Okay.
So we have a prize from them, Comfort Suites. We have a top prize from them as well.
All right, nice. Now, you know, I mean, you say you have top prizes for top finishers.
Yeah.
Like, what about people like me? Like, I should get a prize because you didn't think I was going to make it.
We are the prize. We are the prize.
Completing it
is, listen, I mean, if you've ever done an obstacle course race, if you've not, but just the fact that you know that you can get through it, that you may have conquered something that you never tried before, and you ring that bell at the top of a rope, or you ring that bell at the end of the multi-rig, you know, you're just feeling good when you get there.
The sense of accomplishment.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And another notch on your belt.
On your belt. Mm-hmm.
You said there's a building in this city run.
Yes.
There's a building that incorporates obstacles, or is the building itself the obstacle?
So you go into the building and there's some, and you got to go through the building. It's not all of it isn't enclosed, but the obstacles are inside this compound.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
I thought it was cool. I thought it would be different, you know. So I said let's ask them if we could use it, and they would. Good enough to let us use it.
All right. Can you tell us what some of the obstacles are?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned the rope climb.
Yeah.
We always have our 8-foot wall. Mm-hmm. A crawl is a staple in obstacle course runs.
Mm-hmm.
We got your sandbag carry. You got your Atlas carry. Now, Atlas is just a round ball.
Yeah.
And it's heavy. Mm-hmm. So there are rules when it comes to some of these things. carrying the Atlas, like, you can't shoulder it. You can't throw it on your shoulder. It's just like a kind of a rule, right?
Yeah.
So if you're in competition, like real, you know, world-class competition, mm-hmm. you'd get penalized for putting it on your
shoulder. Like a time penalty.
Yeah.
But not disqualified.
You might get disqualified. Because it is a rule. It's like, you know, you have to carry it in front of you.
All right. Because I'm thinking, okay, maybe I could take a couple of time penalties.
Yeah. I mean, you could end up doing time penalties. But you could also end up getting an incomplete for it. So.
Okay, yeah. I don't take that risk.
Right.
Right, but I'm thinking I got to be smart. I got to use my resources wisely. I may decide to take a time penalty on an obstacle.
That's true. That's true. Betting that somebody else might, you know, miss something.
And do worse than I do.
Yeah, do worse, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I liken the idea of this. Yeah. When you say the mud crawl, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking for Halloween obstacle course run, everybody need to wear a wig.
What kind of wig?
It don't matter, but the point is you crawl in the mud mm-hmm. under barbed wire, right?
Mm-hmm.
You also have to get through it with your wig intact.
That's true.
The Atlas, the stone lift,
mm-hmm.
big calabash. We could be lifting big calabash.
You're right.
I love this.
We need to make it, you know, kind of fit the area.
The location.
And the locale. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it, yeah.
All right.
Carry a bag of coconut.
Cost.
Yeah, so individual, $75. Mm-hmm. If you're in a group of four or more, it's $65. Uh-huh. Those for adults. So if you're under 18, $50. And if you're under 18, you're with a group of four or more, it is $45.
All right. A group of under 18s, or I could be under 18?
No, you could be under
18
in a group of adults.
That's nice.
We've had that already. So.
That's a great accommodation.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. You do get your finisher shirt and your finisher medal, obviously.
All right.
That's kind of staple as well.
Methods of payment. Cash, credit, debit,
right now is all digital.
Okay.
But, you know, if somebody shows up on the morning of with cash, because we haven't seen anybody yet, right? Everything's been digital.
Okay.
So if they show up on the morning of, we'll accommodate.
What about save a check?
What's that?
I got $175.
Oh, save a check.
Oh, man, this is awesome. This is awesome. Okay, tomorrow morning, Crypto
Tomorrow
Isle.
Tomorrow morning, Crypto Isle, which is the former Luciano's restaurant.
Right, 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Registration. First wave goes out at 6:20. So if you want to be a part of that first wave, you want to catch as much pre-dawn and pre-sun
heat. It's beautiful to watch the sunrise. So the first wave is going to get some sunrise.
Right.
But, you know, that's kind of east, so they're going to get it early.
Yeah.
But we're inviting everybody to come out. They're gonna, even if you come to spectate, if you a morning runner and you know you finish your thing, just meander into Crypto Isle and come see what's going on. We have some obstacles for people to check out, some to try.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, along the course we have an axe throw, which is part of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
We have a spear throw, which is part of the competition, and so we'll have some of those things for people to try out there.
But you say they have
to see if they could do it.
They have extro and a spouse throw. That's what you say, right?
Yeah, well, the water right there, so they won't get
an axe throw and a spear
throw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And again, 75 for adults.
Right.
50 for under 18.
You're in a group, 65 as an adult, and if you're in a group as a kid, 45.
Contact information.
Yeah, 820-5664. I've already gotten some calls this morning, as I knew I would on the day before.
All right.
So, you could find us online, social media, Chick Charney Challenge. You can Google it. You'll find us on social media, and that's where you'll find the sign up form as well.
Right.
That's still open. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Now, clothing.
Yeah, you just workout clothes, and bring a change of clothes.
Reflective gear.
That'd be good.
Sunshades.
That'd be good. Shades. I don't think if you beat the sun going east, you could be fine going west.
Right.
So,
are there water spots? Do I bring my own water?
We have a water stop at the turnaround at Kalina.
All right.
And another water stop before you get back to Crypto Isle, and then some water at Crypto Isle. Of course, Kalik is our finish line beer, Kalik Light, to replenish your carbohydrates when you're finished. And we couldn't do this without help, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a big undertaking to do an obstacle course run. There's a lot of backbreaking work, which is happening today. But Advantage Insurance, Island Yogurt, Kalina, Collect Light, J-Line Fitness, Art of Graphics, Crypto Isle, Guardian Radio, 96.9.
FM.
It's partners like them that help us to put on this challenge. And just want to say that obstacle course racing is getting bigger. It's in the Olympics, in the next Olympics.
2028 LA?
2028 is part of the modern pentathlon. We are looking to send people as we grow the federation here, which mm-hmm. is what we're doing, to international events. So I'd love to see real competition tomorrow. We're going to be looking out for people who
trying
do
to
really
identify
well.
People.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the timeline for Olympics? What's our first deadline
for
Olympics to say we have a viable that we want to submit a team? This is viable.
So that I'm actually going to find out in November. I should be going to the Congress, the FISO Congress, which is the Obstacle Course Federation, Global Federation, mm-hmm. And UIPM, which runs pentathlon. Mm-hmm. So hopefully be finding out all the details then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I tend to mix tourism in with everything.
Absolutely. No, you know? It's
like
important.
Passion fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
But Nassau City is perfect.
Absolutely.
For obstacle course runs.
And nothing beats seeing the city than being on the street on foot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What about you used Clifton Heritage before?
Yes.
What about
a lot.
What about the prehistoric garden, the prehistoric forest? Primeval forest.
We haven't used the primeval forest, which is more east than Clifton.
Yeah.
I've actually never even been to it. I've seen photos, but I've not been to it.
Right.
We use Clifton just because Clifton offers a wide range of terrain, including the beach, the water, sand, dirt. It's got everything.
Mosquito.
Yeah.
They're nice set. They're well trained.
Yeah. Bush, beach. It's perfect.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. Because I could see not just us hosting international competition here in New Providence, in Eleuthera, in Andrus.
I'll tell you the regional championships. They've been looking, so they hosted it in Costa Rica this year,
mm-hmm.
And they're looking at the Bahamas. They keep talking to me. They say, "Hey, you know, we really want to come to the Bahamas. We move a little slow here, and that's been part of our problem to try and mobilize things." So when you say, "Hey, these guys are interested, we got to get going,"
yeah,
you know, sometimes we just don't get going at all.
So by December, I'm going to have you back on, and we can talk about the road to LA 28.
Absolutely. We want to see at least one person in the modern pentathlon representing obstacle, but of course the modern pentathlon includes other things, but that'll be fun for that person.
I think so.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and all of those other skills are incorporated obstacle run.
Oh, yeah, because obstacle works the whole body, mind, everything, so. Mm-hmm.
All right. Contact information one more time?
Yeah, 820-5664. You can email us at bahocr@chickcharneychallenge.com, and you can find us on all the social media channels, just Chick Charney Challenge.
All right. Now, I don't know if I'm letting the cat out the bag, because surely I ain't sure if I could get the cat back in the bag, but... Well, Guardian 96.9 FM, if I could get this rip back in, we maybe
man, pop it back in.
You think I was Mel Gibson? Remember that scene where he pushed the shoulder back in?
Yeah. Not this time.
No.
But that's okay. You could still come raise your one good arm and chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Absolutely.
I waiting for the rest of them Guardian Radio people to come get their bib.
We can find out in a minute.
They're joking.
We can find out in a minute, but hopefully we could get as many Guardian 96.9 FM staff and talk show hosts out there as possible.
Absolutely.
Now, mind you, the Alzheimer's Memory Walk is also taking place.
Yes.
On Saturday morning, mm-hmm. starting at 8 a.m. from Arawaki. I think they walk into Rawson Square and back to Arawaki.
You could do both. We can finish you off before that.
This is what I'm thinking. Because... obstacle course runners, they're going to have a lot of energy left after that. How do we dispense it, you know?
And we got a lot of good vendors coming to replenish that energy.
Good stuff.
So bring your money too. Like I said, you could if you want to just come and hang out and try out some stuff, come do that too.
And vendors are primarily cashless? May have a spread of cash?
They probably have a spread of cash and digital. So
okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's some people just coming to give some stuff away, so...
Nice. Yeah. Very, very nice. Okay, are they gonna give away momentum and energy and Tiger Bomb?
Not ahead of time. Okay. We gotta bring that with you.
Good stuff.
Bring your bagel.
Bring your bagel?
Yeah, bring your bagel.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. I could be bringing my Ganem.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good energy.
Yeah. Team Bahamas, powered by Ganem.
Absolutely.
That could be our new slogan. Absolutely. Producer, let's go to a break. When we get back from the break, we got a little housekeeping to do. We got some local sports news. Jonquel Jones and the New York Liberty clinched their first round seed. They're in the semifinals, and they're going up against the Las Vegas Aces to take a look at NFL Week 3 results. What's ahead in Week 4? And then some local highlights, man. And then maybe if I have enough time, we're going to touch on the news, some of what's in the papers today. Chester, Mr. Chikjani.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chikjani.
Absolutely.
Yes.
See if I get this raccoon to help me put this rib back in.
I want to meet him, so be friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you want to meet my Ganep tree. That's what happened. Thank you so much, Mr.
Thank
Chester.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
See you.
Tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chikjani Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chikjani Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chikjanichurin.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chikjani Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chikjani Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chikjanichurin.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
There's a carnival fever flowing through this archipelago. We're celebrating in the Bahamas. We'd like everyone to know. We would like to welcome you from near and far away. When you check out our Bahamian culture, right here is where you'll want to stay. We're gonna jump up and party down. We're going to have some fun.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock. And here we go. Before we get back into sports news, I've got a little housekeeping to do. First of all, I want to remind you guys of the Ghana Mission Trip fundraiser taking place Sunday, September 29th, 2024 at 8 a.m. at Grants 7th Day Adventist Church's Community Center, Wellington Street, on Wellington Street. Good morning and good morning. Okay. This morning I had to detour because of road closure, or road works. Of course, as normal, like I say in Trinidad, as normal, as usual, there was no real notice of said road closure. There was certainly no notices in the roadway approaching Shirley Street or the affected area. So I had to detour, and while on Wolf Road this morning, I had the misfortune of witnessing an accident. But because of the amount of time I'd already spent on the road, the uncertainty of what I would meet in front of me, knowing that I needed to be on air at 10 a.m., I could not stop and wait for police, because sometimes they take 5 minutes to get to the scene. It could be 30 minutes, it could be an hour, it could be 2 hours. You just don't know. Anyway, I witnessed this accident this morning, and what I would like to say is, did you know it's against the law to drive with your cell phone in your hand? Did you know it's against the law to drive with your cell phone wedge up against your neck and your shoulder, trying to hold it in place? While you're driving, while you're operating a motor vehicle, did you all know? Did you know it's against the law to drive your car without wearing your seatbelt? And did you know it's against the law to not stop at a stop sign? To obstruct traffic? To ignore the right of way? All of these are traffic offenses. The most I could do is indicate to the driver who got hit by the car, just minding his own business and pushed onto the sidewalk, is that I observed that the driver that hit you was on their cell phone. This is beginning to be too much. A close friend of mine was in a very bad traffic accident yesterday. On another note, at the intersection of Bay and Armstrong Street, Armstrong Street is the road that connects, I think, Shirley Street to Bay Street. When you come over from Hawkins Hill, on the southern side of Shirley Street is Hawkins Hill, and you go down Armstrong Street, it'll take you from Shirley to Dowswell and Dowswell to Bay Street. Well, at the Bay, Armstrong Street, at the Bay Street and Armstrong Street intersection, a little particular thing has started to happen. See, the drivers on Armstrong Street who are attempting to enter Bay Street, whether to cut across two lanes of traffic to go to the marina or the boatyard across the road, or to turn eastbound onto Bay Street proper. The drivers that are exiting Armstrong Street, the vast majority of them have decided that if they encroach on the inbound lane, right, if they, as they are approaching Bay Street, they put half of their car in the inbound lane, then the person who is trying to turn onto Armstrong Street will be forced to stop their car to allow them to exit. It's come to the point where people don't even wait for you to stop your car. They just force their way out in front of you, and then they act as if they have the right of way. This thing has been happening at this intersection for years now, and drivers have become more belligerent, demanding that you give up your right of way to accommodate them. Again, I want you all to note that I have laid off of my traffic diatribes, but once again, someone very close to me has been injured in a traffic accident. What is even more disheartening is to continually observe police officers not just ignoring traffic offenses being committed directly and immediately in front of them and around them, but but observing said officers committing the same traffic offenses. See, for a second, I thought, you know, in Jamaican, the Rastafarian culture, young black people identify with the lion, right? The Lion of Judah. I say in the Bahamas, we a slightly different set of people. You know, we mischievous, we smart, we savvy with our words, we helpful, we generous, we kind. Not to say that Jamaicans aren't. Not to say that Jamaicans aren't. But to say that even Chicchani, that's not our identity. We are lemmings. We are lemmings. We just follow whatever it is we see. So many God-fearing, good Christian people will look in your face and say, I didn't see the red light. I didn't see the stop sign. Oh, everybody has turned left on red, so I turned left on red too. I have a text that says, Aaron, you don't mention tailgating. Why is that? Do you know it's also against the law to tailgate? What is against the law is to obstruct traffic by turning your car into a phone booth. That's what's against the law. What's absolutely ridiculous, Texter, is to be driving and forget that you're operating a motor vehicle because you're so deeply engrossed in your phone call. Texter, I can suggest that you stop calling me with foolishness, texting me with foolishness. It's almost as if you are harassing me because one day I blew my horn at you because you almost hit my car because you were on your phone. Good morning, Lady Green. I thought we got new bikes for traffic cops to patrol. I don't know. Bicycles or motorbikes, Texter? I don't know. I don't see them. I don't see them anywhere. However, I do want to say good morning to Traffic Officer 4775. And I hope that the woman that you were trying to assist as the Deputy Prime Minister was leaving their office, that you were able to assist them. Yes, sir. But no, Texter, I don't see, and especially in town, I don't see them enforcing traffic controls. I do observe them observing people not in following traffic controls, though. I needed to say that because, to be honest, I was traumatized by the accident this morning. It could have been me. It was almost me. And if I had not been paying attention, it could have been my car involved in the accident also. All right, let's get to one more housekeeping note and then back on to sports. Has anybody been to Salgrave Manor, private beach? How come y'all having beach picnic and going to Salgrave Manor and don't call people and tell them y'all have private beach? Who is turning public beaches into private beaches? Who's giving people permission to turn public beaches into private beaches? Or better yet, who is giving people the impression that they could get away with putting up signs attempting to restrict access to public areas? Surely, when you decide to make the Bahamas your home, you understand that in the small print, you acknowledge that the beaches belong to everybody. To everybody. You can't come and make the Bahamas your home and then decide that there are beaches and parts of beaches you just gonna keep for yourself. Even if you go through the process of becoming a naturalized Bahamian, of becoming a Bahamian, it is antithetical that you would come to live in a country that belongs to other people and determine that you can carve out whatever part of it you want for yourself. Are you a colonizer? Is that what is happening? Texas says, the new BMW motorcycles, I don't see them either. I want you all to know the government, the Royal Bahamas Police Force announced, right, the new uniforms for the traffic police. And the uniforms I saw, I don't think they're for motorcycle officers. Here's another text. For the people that don't know, do they also not know that ignorance is not an excuse. Well, Tex, I think you hit it right on the head. To begin to fix this problem, we need to start with the driving schools. We need to determine what are drivers being taught before they hit the road. See, we assume that because they passed the test, that they're being taught everything they need to know. But driving instructors don't just teach you how to drive, they teach you driving culture. And it's the driving culture that's the problem. The people know they have to stop at a stop sign. They don't care. They know they can't turn left on red. They don't care. The taxi drivers, the red plate drivers, the people in commercial corporate vehicles, the people in government agency vehicles that are clearly labeled, the people in Corps of Diplomat plates, they know what the law is. They just don't care. And that is a problem with driving culture. Anyway, me and my friends are going to be on the road tomorrow morning, starting with the athletes in the Chicchani Challenge OCR City Run. And then later in the day, members of our community that live with and support people who live with Alzheimer's and dementia having their memory walk through town. And we hope people realize the importance of adhering to all driving rules, whether you watch police officers and politicians ignore them or not. All right, let's get into some local sports, people to highlight. I see the producer there is the phone line. Let's see if that's Mr. Sawyer. And we're going to start with Lowe's Win Masters Legend category in San Diego. Jimmy Lowe's name is synonymous with sailing in the Bahamas. With a career spanning almost five decades, Lowe has been known not only for his achievements on the water, but also for his dedication to the sport of sailing. Over the weekend, he and his wife, Lori Lowe, who is the president of the Bahamas Sailing Association, competed in the U.S. Snipe Masters at Mission Bay in San Diego, California, where the duo won the Masters Legend category with a net score of 89 points. Jimmy Lowe's been sailing for almost five decades, and he and his wife won the U.S. Snipe Masters Legend category with a net score of 89 points. Congratulations. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Well, you know, that means we win the whole game.
I'm telling you, which we need, because I was getting ready to tell my producer, play that, you know, the music that say, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. That's all we need.
Then you go into bed. Listen, no, I was talking about the 49ers, sir. But listen, give me 1 second before we get to NFL. See, I have to follow up this story with a senior athlete. With this story, Mr. Sawyer, track and field sensation Alaia continues to excel. Alaia Ambrista is only 6 years old, but already has a bright future ahead of her, not just in athletics, track and field, but in sports generally. The versatile athlete got her start in sports 3 years ago. She's six, you know, and has already accumulated over 30 medals under her belt and capped off the 2024 season as one of the fastest six-year-olds in America. Her long list of accolades includes being a two-time AAU gold medalist and two-time Speed Capital MVP. She is fresh off an appearance at the Jennifer Hudson Show, where she got the opportunity to showcase her athletic prowess in front of an international viewing audience, but also Olympian Sydney McLaughlin Livron. Ambrista is a well-rounded performer in athletics. She also plays soccer, flag football, and does gymnastics. Her parents...
She's a Bahamian?
Well, she's of Bahamian descent. Natasha Velez and DeAndre Ambrista, her parents, both have athletic backgrounds, and they are both grateful for the support their daughter has received from the Bahamian community. Mr. Ambrista says it is the support that he wished that he could have gotten when he was a young Bahamian athlete making his mark on the world. But we all here for our little six-year-old cousin, Aliyah Ambrister. Listen, she had a stellar performance at the 2024 AAU Primary National Championships in July. She crossed the finish line first with a time of 1 hour, 20 minutes, and 47 seconds to win the gold medal. Oh, sorry, 1 minute, 20 seconds, 47 to win the gold medal in the girls' 400 meters finals. In the speed capital meet earlier in the year, she bested her competitors in the girls' 6 and under 55 meter dash with 10.28 seconds. In the long jump, 6 and under, she pulled off a win with a leap of 2.38 meters. And she is the two-time speed capital MVP and collected her third gold medal of the meet in the girls' 6 and under 100 meter dash.
The reason why she's getting all of this airtime and playtime is because she's six.
Yes.
And doing all of this. That's why, like, her daddy wanted to know why he didn't get the same kind of playtime and airtime. It's because he wasn't six.
That's okay. That's all right. But
yeah, no, that's all right. But, you know.
What we know is, listen, she competes in the 100 meters, the 200 meters, the 400 meters, and the 800 meter event. Way to go. So, we're going to...
Two laps around the track? Yeah, that's me for the weekend.
Listen.
I run around the track twice, boy, that's it for the weekend. Check me Monday.
All right, producer, let's go to that second caller. And as you go, some other headlines. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, how you doing? How you doing, Aaron?
I said...
ES3, what's
going on? Hey, Moss, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron, man, Daniel Jones let me down last night, man. I wanted to talk to Naughty and Sawyer bad this evening, 5 o'clock. I wanted to talk both of them bad. But took a to talk to Sawyer bad now today, man.
Yeah,
Sawyer, man, the Giants moved the ball well, you know. They moved the ball well, but the problem is, five field goals.
That's what the problem is. Field goals can't beat Dallas.
No.
Dallas
can score two or three touchdowns a game.
If he had one touchdown of them five, they'd probably beat Dallas. But let's just jump to Dallas right away now. Now, last week you say Minnesota had your number. Now, just think what it is. The Rams got your number too? Huh?
Listen, that was a division opponent, man. You know how division games go. If the Bills own yours, we own the Rams, you know.
It didn't look like that Sunday. What?
No, it really didn't. That's the first time they'd be listening to 2021 NFC Championship game.
I thought we was going to be eating mutton on Sunday, man.
Staff for that, 58 seconds to deal with you all to come back and get that field goal? Man, come on.
Yeah. It was poor. It was very poor on our part, on the special teams. Yeah. We let that good run back happen, and we dealing with the note.
Tell Brady he got to run north, man. He running east, then running west. He pick up 80 yards, but he ain't get the first down. He slide inbounds, which was good, so the clock could stay running. But he got to run north, man. Running east and west can't pick up the first down.
You say the boy pick up 75 yards on that one play, but still couldn't hit the first down.
I still ain't get the first down. 75 yard gain, east and west.
Man, I wouldn't say fun, but I hope that Purdy got your respect, because everybody say, what are you going to do if CMC ain't playing, or Debo ain't playing, or Kittle ain't playing? Guess what?
He's still holding his own.
Yeah, that's more than the key players. But the Cowboys still look bad. But they had someone said they had 200 penalties in that game last night.
But they had more flag than Carnival.
So listen, we early in the season, we just beginning week four. To what extent are injuries and referees dictating the score?
A lot. Because you see what happened to Skyler Thompson. Boy, are you making no sense. I hope
he looks so good in preseason, man.
Yeah, but I hope Huntley can play this Sunday for true against the Titans. And if ain't happening with him, we got to go get Dante Culpepper back. We got to go get him off the couch.
Get Don Marino off the beach.
Might as well. All right, okay. I got another call on the line. What's your pick? What's your pick for the best game of the week?
You mean for Sunday coming?
Yeah.
The Steelers.
Okay.
Steelers and well, they're playing. They're playing next Sunday and the Cowboys. But that'll be a good game. I can't wait for that.
Steelers versus the Colts.
And the Titans with our new black quarterback. Then I'll go with that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, producer. Let's go to the next caller. Producer, let's go to the next caller. I'm scared to touch this button. All right, let's go. Okay. Sawyer.
Hey.
Top game. Come to you right now, caller. Top game for week 4.
All game. You know, any game the Niners play is the best game on TV.
You sure? I'm scared to watch y'all. Producer, let's go to the phone line. I'm scared to watch y'all lose again.
We ain't gonna lose this week, man. We got the Patriots.
All right, do me a favor, call back. Call back. All right, Mr.
The Patriots can't fight their way out of the paper bag. So we got them.
All right, week 4, Cowboys 2-2, Giants 1-3. We're waiting to see how the rest of week 4 settles itself. Jaguars, I didn't expect to see the Jaguars at 0-3 at this point in the season, Mr.
Yeah, Sarah. I don't know what's going on with the team chemistry. Whatever. I mean, they made the playoffs last year, whatnot, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on with them.
Absolutely.
Something a bit off.
You think the Bills going to keep this momentum? They're 3-0 right now?
Yep. Yeah, they should. They should.
All right, so I imagine the Patriots are going to get dusted by the 49ers this weekend. That's an easy team for y'all to take out, right?
Yeah, but it should be a feel-good game, a get-back-into-our-groove game.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 2 weeks were showing me anything. Well, listen, upsets could happen on any given Sunday. So you got to play the hard strings and not look past the Patriots. You know, look at them. Later.
Absolutely. All right. I'm hoping the Dolphins could pull this one off against the Titans. They are at 0-3. I hope that gives us the edge. Top teams so far, to begin week 4, Steelers are 3-0. Seahawks are 3-0. Bills 3-0. Chiefs 3-0. Eagles sitting at 2-1. Producer, let's go to the phone line and see if we got any more 49er chafing before we move to WNBA. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Yeah, calling. Sir?
Yeah, you on the air?
Pardon me?
You on the air right now. We dusting up the 49ers. How you doing?
I'm okay. Where you in?
Yes, sir.
It's on the planet.
Pardon?
Hey.
Oh, there you go.
Where you in?
Yes, sir.
Calling you from Crooked Island.
Good morning. Thank you.
Morning.
Huh? I say good morning.
Good morning. I just want you all to know, and the nation to know, that I put up the fence on my property.
Okay.
And AFC Gordon and his crew take down my fence because I put it up because of the illegal runway that Pittsburgh has across my property. They are siding with these people who are flouting and subverting the laws of the Bahamas.
Cousin, you need a lawyer right now.
I need a lawyer right now?
You need a lawyer to put in an injunction right now.
They're denying. They gave me my fence back last week, and I put it up on my properties, and they're siding with the foreigners to show the Bahamian people how much they destroy and trample on us Bahamian rights.
Okay, here's what you need to do. You need to order a variety of cameras. You need trail cameras. You need cameras you could put up on trees that you could camouflage, lining the property, facing the access to the property, so you could document all of the activity taking place. You're going to set it up so it goes to a server in the cloud and to a hard drive that you could secure yourself, right? You may also want to set it up so the footage is stored in a device that somebody else holds, and you ain't going to tell nobody who have that. And you're going to document all of the activity. You're going to get a lawyer, and you're going to ask the lawyer, can they go to the courts and identify what is happening and ask for the court to make a ruling and direct individuals to cease and desist. and you're going to present everything that you have captured with your cameras to the courts. Okay? You can't deal with this without a lawyer. Caller, thank you for sharing that, and I hope that you can secure the resources necessary to protect your interests.
Yeah, two big loud dogs.
There you go.
Keep people off my property.
All right, listen. Jones and the Liberty move on to the WNBA semi.
Yeah, they playing aces, boys.
This is it. This
rematch
is
rematch in the finals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Jonquil say she looking for it. They got a meeting. They got a date. They see each other, and she ready for it. In that last game, Jones scored 20 points, 8 for 12, shooting from the floor, 13 rebounds to complete her 19th career playoff double-double. Between Sabrina Ionescu and Jonquil Jones, Ionescu's sharp shooting and a steady game for Jones saved the day for the Liberty. They sweeped the Atlanta Dream 2-0. The first round is the best of three. Las Vegas Aces swept the Seattle Storm. Minnesota Lynx swept the Phoenix Mercury. Connecticut Sun swept the Indiana Fever. 2-0. Okay, watch this. Does Indiana Fever getting swept in the first round, is that an indictment on the critique that would have labeled Caitlin Clark Rookie of the Year?
No.
Just checking.
Jordan was Rookie of the Year in last week.
That's politics.
Yeah. You had a great regular season, had a playoffs where the big boys come to play. Or in this case, the big girls.
There you go.
And Connecticut is twice the size as Indiana, and they showed it.
Yeah. That's all it was. And remember, Jonquil left Connecticut Sun to go to the New York Liberty. In the semifinals, they go to best of five in the semifinals. Liberty will be playing the Aces, and the Minnesota Lynx will be playing the Connecticut Sun. Both games scheduled for September 29th. That means our friend Wilson, she's out, right?
Is it Wilson? Yeah.
She
plays for the Aces.
Oh yeah, no. So well, she could be out after Jonquil them finish them.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Angel Regis who's out for the season.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the Aces ended the season in fourth with the fourth seed, but that don't mean they're easy pushover.
Exactly.
How many games you think the Liberty can take this one?
They had a two-time defending champions. But if you were to take that from them, you gotta beat them. Thoroughly beat them. Like, you got to beat them in every aspect of the game, offense and defense.
Absolutely. Sawyer.
Die for loose balls and play hard.
That's right. And we know Jonquil got that. Sawyer, if I pray for the 49ers, you can pray for the Dolphins?
Whoa.
I can pray for the 49ers anyway.
Firstly, they're called Sardians. Let's get the thing right.
Talking about Sardians, my good uncle saved me a piece of cake.
Yeah, man.
Dad had a great birthday?
He had a great birthday. Overdose on cake and ice cream. We had a great birthday. Sunday
awesome. Night. Awesome. Tell him we all send our love. And if you hear any, wailing and hollering tomorrow morning, that's me at the Chicchani Challenge City Run Obstacle Course Run. I mean, I go and I don't know if I obstacle in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The way I'm feeling right now, my body is an obstacle.
I'll be at the finish line eating myself.
There you go. It's great to hear your voice again, Mr. Eric Sawyer III on the Sports Friday. I will see you next week.
Most definitely.
You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. And everybody, big shout out to Alea Ambrista.
Y'all stop driving by on the road. You hear what Aaron say? Y'all stop this line.
Absolutely.
Stop driving by. Like, y'all by a license on a Cracker Jack bus. Y'all already riding around in these little disposable cars.
Listen, this small car phenomenon needs to be explored. Last text before we go. Driver's education should start in the schools. We have some very bad driving habits.
Very true.
That need to stop. Absolutely.
You got to curb that before it starts. You're right.
You guys have a great and safe weekend. It's scheduled to be wet, so let's be extra careful on the road. And I see you at St. Agnes. I got enrolled somewhere and recover after the Chichani challenge and Alzheimer's.
I see you by St. Agnes. Yeah, all right. I see you there. I get some food.
And Alzheimer's Association Memory Walk, all taking place tomorrow. You guys have a great day.
Yes, baby.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.